Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1741. The topic is nutrition and the title is, Does Weight Change Indicate Body Fat Change? Great question here. So it's a little wordy, a little weirdly worded, but if you gain weight, does that mean that you gained fat? Or gain muscle? If you lost weight, does that mean you lost fat or you lost muscle? Like, if you gain weight or lose weight, is that a direct indicator of what has happened with body fat? That's a good question to know, because a lot of times people freak out. They might overeat on a vacation or a weekend, they gain 3 pounds in 3 days, and they go, oh my god, I just got really fat, and it's, I just gained 3 pounds of fat. No, you didn't. You did not. So, an example, and then we'll go through and explain it. I had a client who's actually the other side of that equation. The client is trying to gain muscle size. Now, they had a weekend from hell. I won't go through everything, but they just had a horrendously crazy, challenging weekend. And they lost 4 pounds in like from Friday to Monday. And they wrote in their journal that they were just super, super, super bummed. The reason why is because the client's been trying to gain muscle size, so losing 4 pounds in 2 days was a huge emotional blow. He's been trending at about a pound, a little over a pound per week in gaining weight, and he's been eating his ass off, he's been training really heavy, he is really freaking having to work to gain that pound per week. So to lose 4 pounds, in his mind, he's like, I lost a whole month. I just lost an entire month in one weekend. He wrote in his journal, dude, which I always like, I'm like, oh no. So, dude, I lost 4 pounds this weekend. I tried my best to eat when I could. I really did. I'm so freaking bummed. We've been working so hard. I'm really sorry. And he went on and wrote some other things. And I was just like, dude, don't be sorry. Totally okay. Listen, I know he tried his best because he absolutely wants this so bad. And life just absolutely throws curveballs at times. Actually, it just throws the ball right at your face sometimes. and we don't quite get to move out of the way. And he just had one of those weekends. So I really appreciated getting to work with him. And I just wanted to clarify with him that he absolutely did not lose a whole month of progress. And I wanted to explain that in a podcast because I think that will help everybody. Is what weight change really indicates. And this would be true for weight gain or weight loss, is short-term weight change. Just the span of 3 to 5 days. That has very, 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 very little indication of any tissue change. Meaning, if you're talking about you gained a couple pounds or you lost a couple pounds in just 3 to 5 days, you did not gain a bunch of muscle tissue or a bunch of body fat tissue. You did not lose a bunch of muscle tissue. You did not lose a bunch of body fat tissue. The change that you're seeing in your weight is mostly going to be related to water retention and glycogen stores. What in the world is that? So water retention, I think we all have a pretty good idea what that means, is just how much water that we are storing within our body. Different sodium intakes, different humidity levels, different foods that we eat. There's different types of stress, like cortisol will increase water retention. There's a lot of things that impact how much water we hold within our body. Water has weight, so it changes our weight. If my cortisol is super high, I was really hot outside and I was running around doing a bunch of things. For example, one time, I had to help someone move, which is never a good experience, but I had to help someone move, and I was loading a U-Haul trailer. This is not an exaggeration. From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I ate a full jar of peanut butter, 2 cans of, like, some kind of soup. It was, like, Dinty soup or something. It was, like, 5,000 milligrams of sodium per soup, and a whole chocolate Hershey bar, which was not, like, the kid size or, like, a family. It was, like... like, I bought it from, like, a a fun store where it was, like, the size of my face. But I ate a whole thing of peanut butter, 2 things of soup, a chocolate bar, and I was insanely watery, exhausted, and just looked and felt like crap because I'd just been moving boxes and going up and down 3 flights of stairs for 12 hours. I was destroyed. And what's interesting is, since this is what I do all day, I can look at myself in the mirror at the beginning of the day, look at myself in the mirror at the end of the day, and you will lose all muscle definition because there's so much cortisol, so much just water bloat from damaged tissue and the heat and all these other things that you just have released so much water that went and pooled under the skin rather than being in your muscles. So your definition's gone. You have that, like, muffin top, low belly problem. I mean, gosh, it was just like everything that you would possibly hate about yourself and the way you look just gets magnified in those circumstances. So what you're seeing is just a shift of or an increase in or a decrease of water retention. So for his example, he lost a lot of weight, so he lost water. So he weighed less. Some people, if you eat a bunch more food than you normally eat, it has a lot more sodium, a lot more carbohydrates, you're going to gain weight, but it's simply due to water being added into your body and being held within your body. So water retention is part of the reason. Glycogen stores plays along with that. It's part of that component. Glycogen is a fancy word for the storage of carbohydrates in your muscles. Our body likes to have energy available when we need it. Our body uses glucose, preferably. You can do keto diets, and there's other things like this. But it prefers glucose as an energy source. When we eat carbohydrates, and I'm dumbing this down in the sense of, like, just making it, like, more simple, just so we can streamline this and move on. So I know I'm missing a lot of nuances. I am aware of that. But when we eat carbohydrates, our body breaks it down to glucose. And then it says, hey, I have this glucose. If I have extra glucose, why don't I just store that in the muscles rather than, like, you know, urinating that out, getting rid of it? So I'm going to pair glucose with sodium and water and make this compound called glycogen, and I'm going to store that in the muscles. So it's like our body, in order to store glucose in the muscle for energy, it has to pair it with sodium and water, and then that creates this compound that then gets stored in the muscles. So glycogen is a fancy word for glucose that is stored within the muscles, and glucose is a fancy word for our carbohydrates being broken down into an energy source. So glycogen stores refers to the combination of glucose, sodium, and water that is stored within your muscles. If you notice, one of the components in that was water. So when I use that glucose, when I burn that up for energy, say I have a very active weekend, then my body's burning off the glucose, which then causes the release of the sodium in the water. And then I would urinate that out and I would weigh less. Or if I don't normally eat a lot of carbohydrates and all of a sudden I eat a bunch of carbohydrates, my body will store the extra carbohydrates in the muscle cells with the sodium and water. And since it's storing it with water, I weigh more because I'm holding onto that water now in my muscle cells. So short-term weight change, the span of just a few days, 3 to 5 days, something like that, is almost entirely indicative of water retention change and glycogen stores, storage change. It's not tissue change. Now, when you get to, like, mid-range weight change, midterm, something, I have the terms here written as short-term, midterm, and long-term. So don't worry, we're not giving you an exam, but the midterm weight change would be roughly about 1 to 4 weeks. So if you've seen weight change in the span of 1 to 4 weeks, it's going to be from some degree of water retention change, glycogen storage change, and within 1 to 4 weeks, you're going to start to get some tissue change. You're going to start to, if you're eating in excess of calories, you're going to start to gain, hopefully if you're eating in excess of calories, you're also lifting weights. That means you're going to gain muscle mass and potentially some body fat, depending on how excess of calories you're eating. If you're not exercising at all, then it's predominantly body fat. If you lost weight over the span of 1 to 4 weeks, it's going to come from some water retention change, some glycogen storage change, and then some tissue change. If you're overly restrictively eating, you're going to lose some muscle mass and body fat. If you're in an appropriate deficit, you'll lose mostly just body fat and very little, if any, muscle tissue, especially if you're lifting weights. Again, you have to be lifting weights. Then long-term weight change. If we're looking at a span of 4 or more weeks, then that's mostly going to be representative of tissue change. Your fluctuations in water retention and glycogen storage are going to be less significant when you're looking at long-term trends. So I have my clients weigh themselves twice a week, typically on Monday and Thursday. I like Monday because it tells us what happened over the weekend. And then Thursday tells us from Monday to Thursday what happens. So what we notice is sometimes if people eat really cleanly during the weekend, then they eat like a jackass on the weekends. In the weekdays, if they eat really cleanly during the weekdays, and then they eat like a jackass on the weekends. During the weekdays, from Monday to Thursday, they'll lose weight. From Thursday to the following Monday, they'll gain weight. And it's like, oh, we got to rein in those weekends, man. Or woman. We got to bring that in. And we have to make sure that we don't see such huge fluctuations of change from Monday to Thursday and then Thursday to the following Monday. So I have them weigh themselves twice a week. Now, if we're weighing ourselves twice a week and we do that over the span of 4 weeks, the fluctuations that would happen each time we weigh ourselves in water retention and glycogen storage change are going to be less impactful on the trend that we're seeing. So in 4 weeks, if we see a trend of 4 pounds change, that's going to be more indicative of a tissue change than the water retention or glycogen storage change. And as you extend that time frame even longer, over 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks, it gets even more and even more indicative of purely just a tissue change. You're going to see less and less and less of the water retention and glycogen storage change fluctuations influencing the trend that you're seeing. So, I just rambled off a lot of information. A couple kind of takeaways. There's two kind of general takeaways I want to have. One thing is when we're looking at long-term trends, say 4 or more weeks, if you see a weight gain of 2 pounds or more a week for 4 or more weeks, meaning you've gained 8 pounds or more in just 4 weeks, you're probably gaining muscle and fat. And I'm assuming you're lifting weights in all these examples. If you are very, very lean and you can afford some fat gain, then sure, okay, that could be good. But if you don't want to gain fat along with the muscle, then you want to kind of slow that rate down a little bit. A weight gain rate of 0.5 to 2 pounds, it's quite a big range actually, but 0.5 to 2 pounds, if you see that as a long-term trend, like a weekly trend over 4 or more weeks, that's usually a really good trend. 0.5 to 2 pounds a week over 4 or more weeks means you're gaining mostly muscle with very little bit of fat. Good. So if you want to gain muscle mass and you want to do it in a lean way, that's a good window to be aiming for, is 0.5 to 2 pounds a week for 4 or more weeks. Now, weight loss. 0.5 to 2 pounds of weight lost a week over 4 or more weeks is really good because that indicates mostly fat being lost, not muscle tissue. If someone's losing weight greater than 2 pounds per week for a sustained period of time, 4 or more weeks, they're probably losing muscle as well as fat. You're getting a total tissue loss, not just fat loss. So it's very important to be aware of that and to maybe slow that down a bit so you don't lose too much muscle tissue. Okay? Then the other takeaway I want is when you see a short-term change in your weight, when it's less than 1 week, say 3 to 5 days, don't freak out. If you gain a bunch of weight over a weekend or you lose a bunch of weight over a weekend, don't freak out. It's not what you think. You haven't lost a bunch of muscle. You haven't gained a bunch of fat. It's just water weight change and glycogen storage change. Get back on track with your normal diet, your normal foods, your normal activity. Just get back on track. Get back to the norm. Okay? You likely did not gain fat. You likely did not lose muscle. There was just a change in water weight and glycogen storage. Get back on track and continue to follow your normal routine. You'll be okay. Okay, hopefully that was helpful. If you have any follow-up questions, shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you ever want any nutritional help, we do have free content on our website. We have free nutrition education on our website, so you can check that out. And then obviously we have our coaching options and stuff. But if you want some free stuff, if you want to learn more about nutrition, it's all on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. If you have any questions, emails, anything you want to know, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you'd like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.